free talk live. You can take control, bring up anything, toll free, 800-259-9231. SACL's CAI toll free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features for free. Enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We're going to continue the police discussion here in a moment, but I have to apologize to Dave in Ohio. I just forgot about you, man. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there. Dave in Ohio? Going once?
He'll teach you.
He was there. Shame on me.
Ignoring your callers.
No, maybe he's still there. We'll try him back in a little bit. All right, so 1-800-259-9231. We are talking about a story out of Albany, New York, and involving some really just corrupt, shifty, awful activities on the part of the police department there. And I do mean the police department. Pretty much anybody that has been questioned or talked to about this case has been very conciliatory. They've been trying to cover up as much as possible about what actually went on and what the status of the investigation is. Or when they have admitted what is going on with the status of the investigation, there's virtually no investigation that's actually occurring. And what happened was a woman was pulled over.
That's sort of anonymous sources within the police department.
Right, right. A woman was pulled over and she was searched, to the point where the police officer inserted his finger in her private area.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just one of the things that they did. They also took her cell phone and they paged through her private information without a warrant or anything like that. And it was just yet another awful example of police abuse that is not uncommon in this country.
These are the allegations against the police officers, and it's with internal investigations. And there's supposed to be a citizen review board, but apparently the internal investigations officer told the victim, "Don't go to the citizens review board. We want to handle this. We handle this in house." And
right, we'll do it better.
Internal sources from the Times Union there in within the police department. In fact, the officers have not even been spoken to about this case.
Right. So there's a total cover-up going on, and I had suggested
looks that way.
Before we went away to the news break there, I had suggested that I don't believe it. I don't believe it when certain cops or friends or family members of cops call in to say, "Oh, it's all right. I know these guys in the police department. They're good guys. 90% of these guys are good guys. There's only a few bad apples." And I said that's nonsense. Because if that were the case, then there wouldn't be this massive cover-up going on. There would be some level of departmental concern amongst a number of the employees there. I'm not saying they're all bad. I just think it's reversed from what they claim. I think it's 10% is good and 90% is bad. But you disagreed with that.
I think I do disagree with that. Now, I spent 9 years in prison and therefore surrounded by law enforcement officers a great deal of that time. Now, one can say that they, a prison guard would act differently than a police officer, but I really don't think so. I think that both of them consider themselves to be surrounded by the bad guys all the time, and they sort of get this us and them mentality to some extent. And it sort of the upper ranks, you know, foster this, you do whatever it takes to get the bad guy kind of attitude. But my personal experience when dealing with these people is about 25% of them, and you know, more so in the higher ranks maybe, 25% of them were bad guys that were just, you know, they do what it takes and hurt whoever they had to hurt in order to get what they wanted and lie about it and all that other stuff. That the 50% were sort of the, you know, just people coming to do a job. Mm. And they're not going to buck the system too much, the system being sort of us
against
them.
As far as I'm concerned, those people qualify as bad.
You said bad to the core.
Things, that
okay,
was the
fine. That was the terminology
what
you
I meant
used.
Was bad to the core, as in the entire department is rotten. That's what I meant when I said that.
Well, you know, I just like to hold, I just like to be as clear as possible on this issue, because as far as I am not a cop basher, I like it when they do their jobs. I like them. I wave at them when I drive down the street. I like these guys.
The problem here in the story is that the good guys, if there are any good guys in the Albany Police Department, are the ones with the anonymous information. They're the ones anonymously telling people, here's what's really going
on.
And
they're scared.
Right. So that's about as good as it gets. Nobody's sticking their neck out for anything in this particular case. In so many cases that we've read over
the years. If one of those cops did stick their neck out in order to say what was going on, yeah, they're gone. That's the only time they're going to stick their neck out.
And the reason
for that's how that crap works.
And the reason for that, and the reason it works that way, is because the worst of the worst advance to the highest levels in the police.
It seems to be that way.
That's not just speculation on my part. That's what actual cops who've called this show and talked to us about these issues have told us. Just the way the system works is the most inept, the most corrupt, the dumbest are the ones that rise up through the ranks of the policing.
You know, I've got to say, I don't know about the dumbest. I didn't see,
yes,
I did,
because if you're threatening...
Well, my personal experience at the prison I was at for 6.5 years or something like that was not that the dumbest rose through the ranks. I can tell you that there were some dumb ones at sort of the rank of sergeant, but once you got to ranks like lieutenant and captain, I can tell you one of the meanest man I have ever met in my life. You know, this guy could have been working at a concentration camp at Auschwitz or something like that. That guy was a captain. But
I didn't
dumb,
mean to suggest. Oh, I didn't
no.
mean to suggest they were all dumb or all inept or all. I just said that generally those are the classes, the groups of people, the types of people that will rise through the ranks. You know, if you've got a dumb who's a sergeant and there's someone intelligent that's, you know, that has just gotten the gig. And by the way, there are lots of police departments that will rule you out. If you're going and applying for the job, you will be ruled out if your IQ tests above a certain level.
Yeah.
That happens.
I can tell you that the law enforcement officers I worked with is that I would absolutely not consider the people that rose up through the ranks to be the dummies.
Sure. I see where you're coming from on that, and you've got the experience. There's no doubt about it.
Well, it's just one circumstance. It's all just anecdotal.
Yeah. Right.
But that's what I saw.
So anyway, what I was saying, though, is that, you know, the people that are rising through the ranks are the ones that shouldn't be. They're the bad guys. And so they protect the other bad guys that are in there, and that's why you've got situations like this, where the entire department seems like it's just lockstep right behind the baddies.
I can see how that some of that happens, and then certainly some of the upper echelons are corrupt. But it just
that's why you see sheriffs getting busted for drug dealing.
It's more about protectionism than anything. It's more about this team thing. So therefore, when bad ones do rise, and they absolutely do rise, they get protected all the time. And you know. It seems like, you know, Nick said, and I have to agree with him, that you're talking, when it comes to the narcotic squad, that you're dealing with a lot larger percentages of the ones that are willing to do whatever it takes.
Well, and even when they're not doing whatever it takes, I think their job is immoral. So I'm not really going to defend their actions as being good, even though I understand that there are people on their narcotic squad that feel that they're doing something good. And they feel that they're doing what they should be doing.
But can't you say there's either they're doing it with integrity or they're not? You know, they're not telling lies. They won't tell lies. They won't plant things on people. They won't violate, you know, the constitutional rules that they're not supposed to violate. Those kind of things.
Or they
just
will.
Just because they're acting within the current legal constraints doesn't mean they're good or what they're doing is good. I think there's a lot of KGB agents who acted with integrity when
right.
they were
but when you're talking about
people.
KGB, who knows whether these are the good guys or the bad guys? What's the difference between the KGB and the CIA, other than the country that they worked for?
Not much. Neither
right.
one
really,
of them is constrained by...
One's painted with this bad brush because our fiction novels are written around them being the bad guys and us being the good guys.
Most Americans might think the CIA works for them, but it's pretty clear that the CIA works for itself,
sure.
and it has engaged in illegal and absolutely immoral activity. So there isn't much of a difference between the KGB and the CIA, but I'm not going to make apologies for the CIA just because they're on our team, so to speak.
Absolutely.
But you use the KGB as an example of bad people, and then, you know...
and the CIA, yes.
I think there could be, quote-unquote, good KGB agents if they were doing their jobs and doing them with integrity. That's what
but
I would,
the job
yes,
is what's bad.
It's a somewhat sliding scale when you're talking about... Yes, it's the job that's bad.
Right,
it's a somewhat sliding scale, but if you do it and do it with integrity, you don't tell lies, you follow the rules, all that other stuff.
But there's nothing good about that. That's like saying that the SS could have had some good guys as long as they followed all the rules.
There you go. That's the brush painting thing. You know, I don't know what the SS's rules
you
were.
You can't do that job and be a good person. You're corrupted
right.
on the inside.
But I'm not trying to paint the general beat cop. I think there are general beat cops who got into the job. They didn't want to deal with busting people for pot. They
Absolutely.
Actually try to do what they wanted to do, which is help people and protect them from actual crime.
I know those people exist. We've
right. They're out there. But when it comes to narcotics officers and ATF, they're thugs.
I'm with you 100% on that. 800-259-9231. You can take control. Bring up anything. That's not to say they can't be reformed.
No.
We've met them, too. More coming up.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Is your credit score holding you back? Are you paying more for everything just because you don't have perfect credit? Well, it's not your fault. Credit card companies are doing everything they can to keep you in debt and never let you escape. But I've got a system that can fix your credit score once and for all. And I'm going to send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system today.
My credit score is now 758. My wife and I are shouting for joy right now.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't just fix your credit score, it will permanently rebuild your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have.
Our credit score was in the low 600s and now we're at 780.
You can wipe the slate clean once and for all. Call right now and I'll rush you my free tape. For your free tape, call 1-800-504-4770. That's 1-800-504-4770. 1-800-504-4770.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now. It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, the toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves, is 1-800-259-9231. Sickle's CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Get interactive. We've got over 325,000 posts, lots to talk about. Serious issues to fun stuff, all on the BBS, the bulletin board system. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com to have a good time. There's all kinds of stuff from serious to fun you can discuss with our listeners at bbs.freetalklive.com.
March 12th through the 15th is the 56th annual running of the Mobile 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida. The world's fastest sports cars will battle for 12 hours on the famous Sebring Road Course. For tickets and information, call 1-800-626-RACE. SebringRaceway.com. March 12th through the 15th, don't miss it. That's SebringRaceway.com.
Continuing the discussion about the police and the corruption that is just systemic amongst these police departments across the country. What brought this up was a case in Albany, but we were talking about how some cops that are, for instance, on the vice squad or narcotics, they might believe that what they're doing is the right thing to do. They might have been told all of their lives that drugs are bad, and so therefore arresting drug dealers and putting drug users in jail is a good thing. So it doesn't matter if what they believe, it doesn't matter if they believe that what they're doing is good. The fact is, objectively, what they're doing is wrong, because it's hurting people who have not harmed another person. And so many of them may not be bad people, it's just that what they're doing are bad things. They're engaging in actions that are wrong. And some of them do end up coming to those conclusions. And some of them do end up turning their lives around and rejecting their past and coming to understand that what they had done did hurt people. That they thought it was right at the time. That everyone told them they were doing the right thing. But in fact, that what they were doing is wrong. And I know you didn't have a chance to get into that, Nick.
Well, yeah. When I was comparing, I was making a comparison between specifically things like the narcotics squad and, say, the ATF and, you know, overseas internal police like the Stasi or the KGB. And it's not a perfect comparison, but I was trying to, you know, make the moral point that just because what they're doing may be legal, it doesn't mean it's right. And just because we're in America, that doesn't magically make everything the police do okay.
Right, especially if it's the same thing the police do in the other countries that we said were wrong when the other countries did them.
Right, exactly. But the answer isn't to, a lot of Americans when they hear that are going to think I'm implying we should, you know, take all the cops and shoot them and throw them in a ditch. Because that's what a lot of Americans would assume you would do with the KGB or any organization like that if they were in your country. And that's not what I'm suggesting. What I'm suggesting, though, is that you have to approach the police from the position that even though they're a police officer and what they're doing may be legal, according to the letter of the law, you think what they're doing is immoral.
And I think the most effective way that I've seen so far to do that is with other police officers, like Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, which is such a wonderful group, and they deserve mentioning, you know, every time we talk about this issue. Leap.cc, LEAP.cc is their website. And it is a group of mostly former officers, but there are some current officers that have had the courage, and it is courage that it takes to join Law Enforcement Against Prohibition while you're a current officer, because you end up getting punished. You end up getting retaliated against politically inside the department that you work for if you do these things.
I'd say there's a good chance that promotions are pretty much gone at that point.
Well, the one guy we know, Brad, he's been pretty much relegated to the night shift, which he likes. So he likes being the overnight.
I always thought that my understanding was, what I've heard, is that the night shift for cops is the place to be. That's what all the action happens.
Well, I don't know. You have to ask Brad about that. But anyway, my point is that if cops are approaching cops and showing them, you know, I used to feel the way that you felt, the old feel, felt, found thing from sales we all learned when we took sales courses. You know, I used to feel the way that you felt, and then I found that what I was doing was wrong, that I was hurting the people that I had originally joined this organization to help. And another, probably the greatest example of the, you know, somebody who has really had a turnaround. And the stories from Leap, from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, are so persuasive, and many of those people are also great examples. But my favorite example has to be Barry Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com. His story is just so amazing, and, you know, he used to be one of those corrupt drug cops, just ruining hundreds and hundreds of people's lives over this insane war on drugs.
Getting high on the adrenaline rush of, you know, looking for drugs, trying to catch the bad guys,
yep,
supposedly.
And, you know, who knows what else he's done. He's certainly hinted at, you know, maybe taking people's money and taking drugs. I'm not going to put words into his mouth, but he was definitely one of the bad cops, right, at one time. But now he's definitely one of the good guys. There's no doubt about it. Having spent a decent amount of time with him at the recent Pork Fest, and also some of our associates and friends, Jason Osborne from SACL CAI, has he's now the producer of Barry's new video.
Is that the executive producer?
Never Get Rated. I don't know if it's the executive producer, but producer meaning a guy with the money.
Yeah.
And it was cool because I watched Never Get Rated, the pre-cut version of it. And it was cool seeing Jason's name come up as soon as the thing was over. Jason's name flashes on the screen. So anyway,
Jason's the new John Hancock of the Liberty Movement.
Anyway, Barry Cooper, he's got the credibility now that that proves that he's a good guy. And he's had that shift, and it was an amazing story because he harmed so many people, and now he's making amends for all the damage that he's done, as are many of the people in law enforcement against prohibition as well. So it's not like they just figured out they did something wrong and stopped doing it. They figured out they did something wrong, and now they're swinging the pendulum in the other direction because they probably feel so awful inside about the things that they did to innocent people that they're doing whatever they can. In the case of law enforcement against prohibition, it's going from convention to convention, speaking to different groups, including police officers, but also just local groups like the Lions Club, for instance, and talking about why they are saying it's time to re-legalize drugs and end prohibition. You've got Barry Cooper going out there putting out instructional videos to help the people, the victims of the drug war.
Right, to not get busted.
Right, to help them not get busted so they save themselves the time and the hassle and the heartbreak
convictions.
And the convictions and the loss of cash that all of those busts result in. And now Barry's even going further. Not only that, he gets interviewed on various different news shows. When his video came out, he made huge news because so many cops that were still operating under this paradigm that the war on drugs is a good thing were very upset. And so it made for some really interesting controversy. They had him on various TV shows, and he stands strong in the face of all kinds of accusations against his character, against his person, against his viewpoint.
It's got to be tough.
He's one of the most, I think, eloquent and well-spoken defenders of liberty, at least on the world of the war on drugs. And now he's going even further. I mean, as though what he'd done, I would say it was enough. He keeps going. Now he's got Never Get Rated coming out, which goes further than just protecting your average drug user. This is more intended at the business side of the equation. It's intended to help marijuana growers stay safe. It's intended to help people that want to sell a little bit of marijuana stay safe. So really, if there was controversy before, when this video comes out, there's going to be an even bigger explosion of controversy as a result. And, of course, that means more people will discover the message of freedom when it comes to allowing people to control their own bodies and make decisions for themselves. And I think Barry Cooper is doing amazing, amazing work as a result of his turnaround. So the more of these people we can turn around, the more Barry Coopers we're going to have, the more Brad Jardises we're going to have, more law enforcement against prohibition members. So, yes, these people can be turned around. They can be rescued. They can find the truth. And when they do, boy, do they really act on it. It's been amazing watching him work. More on the way. You can take control. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Has the boss got you down? Career at a stalemate? Office boring? Hey, turn that frown upside down. When I come back, I'll share some gee whizzes that'll make you a hit at the water cooler.
Whether it's a classic car or Grandma's chocolate chip cookies, I prefer originals. Like the original Scotch Shop towel. Scotch Shop towels are soft, strong, and absorbent. Don't let lookalikes fool you. The original Scotch Shop towels handle tough messes like grease and oil and are durable enough to be used again and again, wet or dry, at home or work. Buy Scotch Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. They're an original.
Here are some automotive gee-whizzes that'll make you go, Did you know Theodore Roosevelt was the first president to drive a car and to own one? Did you know the last Russian Tsar, Nicholas II, had a pair of Rolls Royces? And Lenin, the father of communism, had a Rolls of his own. Did you know Clyde Barrow, the famous gangster, wrote to Henry Ford telling him what a dandy car he made? Wow, this has been fun. Now go show off at the water cooler. I'm Bobby Likas.
Brought to you by Scotch Shop Towels by Kimberly Clark.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. You bring up anything toll free, 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features there are for free, so enjoy those on us. They do include all kinds of different things, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove they listened to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. See what it's all about. Shrine.freetalklive.com. Mention Jason Osborne from SACL CAI. We love SACL CAI. Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? Well, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. That's SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. SACL CAI. We found out last night that some of their employees are trained to just say no to police searches, which I was very impressed with. So we go to your phone calls here talking about the police and corruption and the fact that many of these bad cops, so-called bad cops, are really just good guys doing what they think is right. And once they can understand that what they've been doing is wrong, they usually turn right back around and join the side of good, our side, that is, and really get active for the message of truth and liberty, and the message of repealing prohibition, as have the wonderful people at Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, as has Barry Cooper from Never Get Busted. We go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Kevin in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Kevin.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you doing this evening?
What's on your mind?
I am enrolled in the White Earth Reservation, and within the last couple of years, it's been under some incredible brain-deadedness, I guess I could easily say it, that our tribal council has now currently given away jurisdiction to the police on the reservation. So now the county sheriff and the local city sheriffs can now come onto the reservation. And now, every year for the last 4 years at our powwow, which is an annual gathering that we have, the police will give everybody a flyer that says, being here on the powwow grounds, you can and may be subjected to be searched.
Wow.
And so when you drive your vehicle into the powwow grounds, they will come up to you, pull out a clipboard, have you sign a consent form, and then they start doing the walk around with the dogs.
Jeez.
But of course, as I told you before, since I carry around my handy dandy little constitution, I immediately get into the mix and I'll sit there and I'll start screaming how this is a violation of not only our Fourth Amendment right, but is also our violation of freedom of religion. And these cops try to pull me along to the side and they're like, come on, Kevin, let's talk about this. And it's like, no. So I will sit there and tell people, I'm like, don't sign the paper, because if you sign the paper, then you're consenting to the search. And
yep.
These people look at the cops in their black uniforms and with their sidearms, and they're like, well, do I have to sign the paper? And the cop won't say anything.
Mm.
And I'm like, no, you don't have to sign the paper. You can just leave.
But if I don't sign, they're going to hurt me.
Right, exactly. And I'm like, there's nothing they can do. And then one of the gentlemen, because I actually talked to one guy because I saw him putting pen to paper, and I rushed up there immediately, and I'm like, look, you don't have to sign this. This is a violation of your Fourth Amendment rights. Just, if you got anything, go home, get rid of it, and come on back. But they're still violating us. And the reason I bring this up is it's that peer pressure, because they have those new junior cops, you know, where they're trying to, like...
The trainee cops, you mean?
Yeah.
Right, the trainee cops. And so they just sit there along, and they watch this violation, and then they learn that it's okay to violate. And
sure.
So now the cops on the reservation have gone aboard with the Gestapo. We've had an incident where a woman was pulled over and tasered in her private parts because she wouldn't. The cop was trying to get some sexual favors from her.
Goodness.
And she fought her. And because this cop is related to someone on the tribal council, it got brushed under the rug. And they're still trying to pursue it.
Sad stories.
I mean, it's everywhere. And the reservation is supposed to be sovereign, and they're supposed to be a free state.
Yeah, why did they give up their control to the police in town?
Well, ironically enough, on our tribal council, we have a chairperson, and then we have four tribal members. And the chairperson happens to be a Christian.
Strange.
And explained to me how a so-called devout Christian can be the chairperson for a Native American reservation.
Seems very odd. Are they elected in any way?
Well, they are elected, but then this goes through the whole 500 years of Batten being beaten down and giving up your freedom of religion and freedom of rights and practice. And so now even if you look at the whole chief, the word chief was a American word or an English word given to a Native American that would do what they wanted them to do.
Really?
Like, so if you were willing to go along
Vichy
with
Indians.
Indians is what America wants to call us. We're Native Americans.
Right. Well, I said Vichy Indians. That would
right.
Be...
Beads, not feathers. But they would.
What the hell's a Vichy Indian? Mark?
Vichy Indians are the Indians that worked with the white guys, from what I understand.
Yeah, like Vichy
like
France.
Uncle Tom's.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Vichy France worked with the Nazis. They were collaborators.
Yeah, and so once they found that one Native American that had some status that would follow along with the dominant society, they would say he's now a chief, and it may not be blood chief. Or even clan ancestral chief, but it would be someone that would be more willing to relinquish our rights.
Sure. Well, and then I imagine what they would do is they would then shower him with benefits and perks for relinquishing your rights, so therefore creating that sort of elite class amongst the Indians.
So he looked like a chief.
The first thing they gave him were these huge gold medallions. It was like a medal that they wore around their neck, and it was these big silver or bronze or gold medallions. And then they were called chiefs. And then
Kevin, keep up the good work out there and keep standing up for liberty. It sounds like you're one of the only people doing it, and a little bit of activism does go a long way. Thank you for the call tonight.
You bet. Have a good night, guys.
Yes, sir. 1-800-259-9231. Sometimes just that one person, sometimes just that single individual standing up against the system can encourage others to do the same. And that's what he was talking about doing, is encouraging people to not sign away their rights. Just as we encourage people to don't consent to the search. Or as Barry Cooper now says, if you're at home, don't even answer the door. If the cops come to your door, the hell do you want to talk to them for? They're just looking for a reason to arrest you or somebody else nearby. Don't even answer it. 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to David in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, David. David? Montana?
The drug war will never end because there's way too much money being made on both sides of the fence, and there's way too many important people playing both sides.
But prohibition, alcohol prohibition came to
an end. The way we got to do it is through the jury, and we all have to want to be on a jury, but everybody tries to avoid being on a jury. And then we end up with just government employees on the juries.
Or a bunch
and they
of
always side with the government. We, the people, got to get back involved with the jury nullification because that's what happened in the prohibition.
Absolutely.
We had the jury standing up to the judge and saying, this is wrong. But everybody avoids wanting to go to the jury because it's going to interfere with their little lifestyle and everything. But yet, they are involved in this corruption because of their blindness to their responsibility to be involved into the judicial system.
I think it's an excellent approach. Dave, thank you for the call. Combining jury nullification with the actual cops themselves, the law enforcement against prohibition, those guys educating the police, the jury nullification activists educating the jurors, I think it really would be a powerful combination. And I think we're getting to the point up here in New Hampshire where we're going to have enough activists to really do some consistent jury nullification outreach. More on the way about what that is, in case you don't know. Free Talk Live.
And race over to America's greatest sports car event. March 12th through 15th is the 56th running of the Mobile One. 12 hours of Sebring presented by Fresh from Florida and brought to you in part by Budweiser, Advance Auto Parts, and Coca-Cola. Come cruise the Midway, barbecue, and camp out with your closest friends. For 12 hours on Saturday, March 15th, the world's fastest sports car will battle on the famous Sebring Road Course with some of the biggest names in auto racing behind the wheel. The competitors' paddock will open for everyone to meet the teams and drivers up close and personal. Sebring's Party Zone hosts the ultimate beach party, featuring bikini contests, rod eating contests, beach volleyball, and live music. Kids 12 and under are free with a paying adult, and college students get in at half price with student ID. For tickets and information, call 1-800-626-RACE or visit SebringRaceway.com. March 12th through 15th. Don't miss it.
In a world where dangerous situations happen, to include unforeseen world events, outdoor accidents, destructive weather, or even countries in conflict, a person should be prepared. In the wilderness, at home, or on the road, sometimes extreme measures are necessary to survive. Prepare yourself in advance and don't wait until disaster strikes. BestGlide.com is your leader in high-quality preparedness and emergency survival gear. BestGlide.com carries survival equipment for everyone, which includes our pre-configured survival kits or kits built to your specifications. Survival equipment, emergency fishing kits, fire starting, survival tools, and medical kits are available at BestGlide.com. Many items are standard issued for military and peacekeeping agencies worldwide, including U.S. Navy, U.S. Army, FBI, and many others. When ordering online, be sure to use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount off your order, or mention GCN when ordering via phone for your 10% discount. Call 888-834-9971 or visit BestGlide.com. That's 888-834-9971 or BestGlide.com. Prepare yourself. Visit BestGlide.com today.
In this jungle called life, only the tiger survives. So says the armchair survivalist Kurt Wilson, owner of Survival Enterprises. Kurt talks common sense about food storage, health care, firearms and weaponry, security, urban and wilderness survival techniques, and the simple things we can all do to help us and our loved ones survive when bad times hit. Learn to be one step ahead of the crowd in everyday situations. The armchair survivalist is geared for the rest of us who don't have unlimited needed funds to buy land, a cabin, build a bunker, or buy all the expensive survival supplies that would come in handy. He shows you how to work smarter, not harder. For over 25 years, Kurt has been helping people prepare for hard times. The Armchair Survivalist is sure to be an informative, entertaining, and educational talk show, with Kurt not only sharing his vast level of survival knowledge, but taking your calls as well. Listen to The Armchair Survivalist, Saturdays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on the GCN Radio Network.
Let Sears keep you warm this winter with a new Carrier or Kenmore heating system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 03-01-2008. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Call now for your new heating system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746. Sears, where it begins.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it is your show. Bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231, Sickles, CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. The feature's for free, and if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping with us at store.freetalklive.com. We've got great Free Talk Live branded merchandise, from hats to t-shirts to hoodies. Also, Free Marketeer logo products, including the Free Marketeer flag and t-shirt. That's an original design created by our graphic guru, Johnson, and also store manager. You can go there, store.freetalklive.com. Load up your shopping cart and get some great Free Talk Live swag. Store.freetalklive.com. Real quick, just a quick explanation. Nick, how would you describe jury nullification, for those that are not aware?
Jury nullification is basically the idea, and it has a long history in the U.S. and before that, the idea that the jury in the jury trial can rule not only on the facts of the case, as you'll hear on, you know, court TV dramas, but can also rule, they can vote not guilty, basically, if they believe that the law is unjustified or immoral or unconstitutional. And this is...
They used to tell you that in court, too.
Right. You were able
way
to rule on the law itself,
and
as
some
well
judges,
as the facts.
If you mention it during the trial now, will say, yes, that's true.
Some judges will get very upset.
Throw everything out.
Right. So, but it is still... There's nothing illegal about jury nullification. It's just it's very frowned upon by the judges and by the prosecutors because it throws a monkey wrench into their system.
Right.
And that is how alcohol prohibition... A lot of... What helped overturn alcohol prohibition was the fact that it was hard to make the charges stick because so many juries were nullifying and just throwing out the cases.
Wasn't it similar with slavery as well? Didn't it help to end slavery?
There were some fugitive slave trials that in the North where slaves had run up here and Northerners had helped shelter slaves to try to get them, you know, to Canada or further north. And that was illegal because, the federal government passed a law against it. But many Northerners were abolitionists. They felt slavery was immoral, and the law preventing helping fugitive slaves was immoral, and they ruled against that. And actually, the other major case was, I forget the name of the case. I know we studied it in history, but it was before the revolution in the United States. There was a case about... a printer who had printed seditious material criticizing the king, and a jury of his peers nullified the charges, saying that he had a right to criticize the king. And that was a very groundbreaking case at the time.
So nullification even predates the American system.
Oh, it does, yeah. It goes back into the English jury system.
So the idea is that the jury was supposed to be the final check and balance on all of government's activities. The idea being that the founding fathers, they knew that government people could make bad laws, and if you have this this mindset that the judges try to tell you the way the system works. They try to tell you that you have to judge based on the law and whether or not it was violated and the evidence presented. But the fact is, you can judge the law itself, and the reason for that was because they knew that if bad laws were created, the juries would see that, and they'd say, what the hell is this? Not guilty. Drug prohibition? What? You want to put my friend in jail? Or this guy who's never harmed anybody else in jail for having a joint? Not guilty. The law is bad. That's the point behind jury nullification.
Right, and the argument some people make when they hear this is, oh, well, the juries will start just throwing out murder and rape charges.
Because, oh, yeah, that's going to happen.
Because people just, they'll want to, you know, throw out all the law.
Yeah, because juries are just notoriously want to see murderers and rapists get off. No. No,
nobody feels that way, and that's one of the reasons a jury system makes sense, because by the same token that you can overrule the bad laws, the laws that you can't get 12 people to agree on, when you get 12 people to agree on a law, it's something that's probably always going to be a law, or very often, if they're aware of their right to nullify.
So the idea is to make people aware, help educate them as to the right to nullify on the jury. And that's the whole point of doing jury nullification outreach. And it usually, I think, probably the most effective way to do it is literally stand in front of the courthouse when it's time for them to pick a jury and hand people information right there and then about jury nullification so they can get educated prior to actually serving on a jury.
But if you get called to jury duty and you want to nullify, don't do your activism then. If you want to get on the jury and have the opportunity, and you never know what, you're not necessarily sure what case you're going to get when you walk in the door. So it could turn out to be an assault charge or, you know, something where you're not going to nullify because it might be a real crime. But if
more often than not, though, it's going to be a vice case of some sort.
So, but when you walk in the door to the point where you decide, you figure out whether you're on the jury or not, don't mention jury nullification to the judge or to other members. Just don't mention it.
Let's go to the phone calls. To the AMP line, it's Rob in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rob.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk about Mark talking about earlier about, you know, cops and such being good guys.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of my take on that is that there's a difference, and this is the way I've heard it framed many times, between morality and ethics. In the sense that when Mark is talking about these guys are good guys, he just means they're rule followers. That's not the same thing as being a moral person by any stretch of the imagination. That simply means that you are internally consistent.
I think that goes a long way towards being moral. Internally consistent people will look at as some level of morality. It's at least ethical.
I think that internally the way I look at it, and you know, I look at things from kind of moral religious sort of ways. I look at it as being a person who is more redeemable than another. A person who is ethical is far more redeemable than a person who is simply immoral. We do have someone who consistently follows a code, even if it's the wrong code. That sort of person, generally speaking, can have some opportunity to turn them around if you can initiate some person-to-person contact and get some degree of camaraderie with them and some emotional contact.
Mm-hmm.
The person who is simply immoral, you got a lot. They generally speaking, have to have some sort of real epiphany in their lives.
Yeah, they are the true antisocials, the true psychotics.
Yes, and in fact, I look at the current situation very similar to slavery. I mean, do you think that people thought that slave owners were just horrible ogres who just preyed on people? These were not good guys by my standard, by any stretch. But it's not like the people who they knew every day just considered them to be just the most wicked of human beings.
No, the people that weren't their slaves, the other just regular folk, probably just considered them their good neighbors or the people that that were in their family, and they were probably treated well by them, and so
absolutely,
they didn't really see them that way.
Yes, and I look at a guy like Barry Cooper in a way very similar to, say, a guy like John Newton. Now, John Newton owned a slave ship. He had an epiphany at sea, converted to Christianity, and he is most famous for writing the song Amazing Grace.
Mm-hmm. Amazing Grace was written by a white guy?
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
A white guy that owned a slave ship.
Yes, an English guy. So we're talking, and now that changed his life, turned it around. He became an abolitionist, and he was a friend of William Wilberforce, who the movie Amazing Grace is actually about William Wilberforce, who was most instrumental in ending Britain's slave trade and just about anybody else. But I look at these sort of things as being very similar to this, that you have a prevailing moral theory which has caused people who are ethical and who have all kinds of potential to be as moral as they want to be, they have a different set of rules which they have accepted.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so a lot of what you're trying to do ends up having to be to adjust those rules. And it's much more efficient in my mind to spend your time working on people who are already ethical to adjust their thinking about the rules than it is to try to convert someone who is immoral, because I don't believe that, you know, an immoral person, they have to have some sort of internal change within themselves. It has to be, I believe it really does have to be something like an epiphany.
Yeah.
An ethical person, if they see the flaw in their logic where they can actually correct it based upon simple knowledge. I don't believe that an immoral person can correct their error based simply upon knowledge.
It's an excellent point.
I don't know. Speaking from being a pretty, being an immoral person, certainly spending a lot of time around immoral people, and I judge myself pretty harshly. There was a time in my life when I'd steal in order to get what I wanted. Then I realized, through knowledge, that stealing doesn't work. You're not going to get what you want by stealing, because you're going to get caught now and then, or people are going to suspect you, and that's going to work against you, seriously work against you.
You wouldn't describe that as an epiphany. You would just describe
it. I'd say that's just pragmatism, not morality.
Yeah. Right, there you go.
But you didn't stop stealing because you already knew stealing was wrong, correct, when you were stealing?
What I'm telling you, Nick, is if I stole something from you, you may not be able to prove it, but you might suspect me. And I can't work that way with people I know, and being around them. It simply doesn't work.
Right. I understand that that's why you stopped, but you didn't necessarily stop just because it was wrong. If you felt you could steal and get away with it, you might have kept doing it.
I really couldn't tell you. I can tell you it doesn't work.
Oh, I know that.
Yep.
Rob, any final thoughts?
Those are some good points. I definitely have to take that into consideration.
Very good, sir. Thanks for the call tonight, dude. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show, and it is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is coming up.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.